It's your host, Testimony, and we are back with another episode, y'all. And guys, the reason this took so long is literally because, I'm not gonna lie to you, I wasn't trying to drop it. I didn't want to let this out. I didn't want to have this in here, up there. Didn't want it out here. Nonetheless, though, like, because God literally has kept pressing it upon my heart, I literally don't have a choice. Because when he gave me, when he instructed me to drop this word back in June-ish, July, like, after the worthy episode, you know, I wasn't sure that I heard him right. You know, I was like, I don't know, I don't think that's you, because why would you be telling me to do that? But God is good every time, and every time God is good. So listen, there's strength in our vulnerability. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. By his stripes we are healed, and because we have faith and we believe without doubting God, you know, it's all good. So at the end of the day, everything is always and steadily in God's hands. Now, while I go ahead and, you know, we talk about this episode, you guys, you might be a little bit surprised. Well, honestly, not really, because if you're not new here, then you know that this episode is one, well, not this episode, you know that this podcast show is 100% Christ-centered and Christ-focused. So, at the end of the day, we're keeping our mind on Christ. If you ever come in here looking for me, it ain't me y'all gonna meet, because I'm gonna direct y'all to God. Hallelujah. So, now, while right before we go into diving into what this episode is about, it's obviously titled By His Stripes. And this segment is called Been Healed Since. So, listen. You feel me? Been healed since. By his stripes, we've been healed since. Glory be to God. We will be looking at a couple of verses. I'm not going to drop them all for you guys right now. But what I will do is we are going to take it one by one. And before I go into that, let's go ahead and say a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to record in a space where, you know, it's minimal noise. And I thank you that as this word is put out, God, that, you know, the people listening be encouraged in however you see it fit for them. You know why you asked me to bring this out. You know why. You know why, you know, I don't know why, but at the end of the day, I know you know why, and even though I don't know why, it doesn't matter, because it's not always about the why, and I trust you, and I put my full trust in you, and I believe in you, and I believe in everything that you have done, I believe in everything that you are doing, and I believe in everything that you will do, and I love you, and I thank you, God, because you are sovereign, you are faithful, you are kind, you are the God of empathy. You are he who sees us as more than conquerors and victors through your son Jesus Christ. You are he that doesn't look at us with sympathy, because you believe we can and will do better. So yes, God, thank you, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. So you guys, I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna get into it. The first verse that I want to bring our attention to is taken from Matthew 4:23 through 25. And this is the excerpt from it, right? And it reads, "He also healed people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their lives. People brought anybody with a sickness, whether mental, emotional, or physical. Jesus healed them one and all, not some, not majority, not a few. He healed them one and Glory be to God. Now, you guys, the most important thing about this, well, for me, right, the most important part of it that stood out is the part of people bringing anybody with a sickness, whether mental, emotional, or physical, meaning that there is no aspect of our health that isn't and cannot and will not be touched by God the minute we invite Him into it. Now, what the devil would rather have us believe and think is that a diagnosis is final, whatever the doctor says is final. But when we read God's word and when we understand the fact that, you know, though the earth may pass away, His word stands strong, like, forever, you know? There is no cease and desist with His word. His word, when He speaks, it sets out to accomplish that which He has sent it to do, and will not return unto Him void. So, now it seems as though we are about to be breaking down the healing ministry with Jesus in our lives. There's a catch with this episode, right? And I may not be prepared for whatever this is going to bring about. Obviously, I'm not thinking about, you know, a negative outcome, because there is nothing positively negative that I could receive from this, because I didn't have an obligation to do it. I'm just being obedient. It's literally about Jesus, not me or anybody else. So listen clearly. I had been diagnosed a couple years ago, right? And the way I found out was I had been in a toxic relationship at one point in my life. And after I had gotten out of that relationship, mind you, the whole time I've been in this relationship, like, I was being loyal, I was being faithful, you feel me? So not once did I ever step out of my relationship. Now, after I had left, I ended up getting tested, and the test results came back with a positive for a certain STD. Now, if you didn't know, STIs and STDs are different, and I recently just found this out, like, the fact that STIs and STDs are different, because I simply thought people were using the acronyms and the words interchangeably, right? Nah, wrong. STDs are considered the incurables. Sexually transmitted diseases, they're considered the incurables. And STIs, sexually transmitted infections, are the curables, like your chlamydia, your gonorrhea, you know, I guess syphilis. And for the STDs, we have the herpes, we have HIV, we have AIDS, you know, and the likes of that. Now, you guys, literally, I just thought in my head, I'd be like, I'm thinking, like, when people in our age group, I'm talking 27 and younger, I feel like when I say herpes, they just get an image of NBA Youngboy in their head. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. Don't speak to me on why. Because that's just, like, the only celebrity that I know for, that I know of for real, that, like, you know, that type of stuff. Anyways, and there was a point in time, girl, we're not even going to go into it, but sir, ma'am, lady, gentleman, tune in. Mercy. So, after I had been diagnosed, right, I had just been like, all right, cool, like, it is what it is. They said it's dormant, I ain't tripping, just don't let myself get stressed out. That's what I had understood by that. And at the end of the day, right, ever since the diagnosis happened, it's probably been like 3-4 years or something like that. Y'all, I've literally not had any complications or issues. Glory be to God. Because there was a point in time where I strongly believed that I was being punished because I had been in that relationship. And obviously, I was having sex. Like, I was sexually active with the person that I had been with. Now, what had happened was, like, I started feeling this way at some point during my celibacy journey. And I've been celibate for about 2, 3 years. Now, knowing that I haven't had any issues, breakouts, complications, or whatever in terms of the STD I was diagnosed with, it helped me to understand that it was a form of God's healing that had manifested in me, because by his stripes we are healed. Like, it is literally written in 1 Peter 2:24 that he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. For by his wounds you have been healed. By his wounds we have been healed. That is including the mental, emotional, and physical illnesses, diseases, and the bad effects of our lives that we were living before we came to Christ. Great. Now, here's the kicker about it, right? If my partner at that time had let me know, or if I had been responsible enough to request for panel results, I may have been able to have avoided this. Nonetheless, though, I wasn't thinking, and I was a lot younger then. I mean, even though I had practiced that in the past with other partners, for some reason I didn't apply it in this relationship. Like, I didn't think of that for real. And it didn't matter to him because, as far as he was concerned, he was like, I guess he was just like, I guess she ain't never gonna find out. And even if she does, and when she does find out, whatever, whatever. It's whatever. And y'all, till this day, because I went no contact with him, I haven't even, like, I just listen, got my diagnosis, was like, all right, cool, God, like, it is what it is. And I just kept it pushing because at the end of the day, there is no point, especially when, like, they claim it's incurable. Now, at the time, my mom also found out because she was like on my medical chart or whatever. And it was only recently that I think she let my dad know. Mind you, I'm out here believing God for complete healing. I'm talking like them results are gonna match his word. You feel me? Those results are going to line up with Matthew 4:23 through 25. When it says people brought anybody with a sickness, whether mental, emotional, or physical, because I believe, like, I'm going to be healed off of the emotional backlash I received from having this diagnosis, the physical manifestation of this diagnosis, which he's already taken care of because I don't break out, and the mental aspect of it because of what it had done to my mental health. And at some point, it really affected my self-esteem because I didn't like, okay. Even after my diagnosis a couple of years ago, I'd still been sexually active, right? And, I had informed the people that I'd been active with just to let them know, like, hey, you should go get tested because, this is what I've been diagnosed with. Mind you, I probably didn't have to tell them because of the fact that, if there are no breakouts, there is no transmission happening. And I'm someone that's very cognizant of how I affect people and the effect I have on people, right? So I'm not going to be nonchalant and just be like, oh yeah, because X, Y, and Z was done to me, that's how I'm going to move. Like, that's insanity. You feel me? And just because I was hurt doesn't mean I should be out here hurting every other person simply because of what's been done to me. Because nobody knows what God is going to use this for at the end of the day, right? And that would just be unfair to endanger other people like that. Nobody else deserves that. you got to learn from the stuff that's happened to you, because it didn't just happen to you, it happened for you to teach us something, you know? So yeah, now let's go back to the healing part of it. Now, I want us to tie in the fact that in Matthew 21:22, it is written that whatever things we ask in prayer, believing, we will receive. Meaning that when we come boldly before the throne, when we ask God, when we make a request to God, you know, it is imperative that we believe in our hearts that this has been done, because we receive by faith, right? Not just by faith, but also by the grace of God. First, it's His grace, His will, His way. And then our faith in Him, like, you know, it just pleases Him. And He's like, yes, I'll give this to you. And check this. Healing comes by faith. And if we're called to walk by faith and not by sight, then a diagnosis isn't relevant beyond acknowledgement and submitting it to God, because of what 1 Peter 2:24 says on how He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. For by His wounds, we have been healed. And living righteously is living in wholesome submission to God. You know, be it with your partner or just you in your single season. It's not neglecting or denying your personal truths, because, you know, those are important things that we have to submit and place before God so He can let us know how He's working it. Or He may not even let us know how. He'll just heal it, work it, and use it. Because all things that we go through, as far as my life is concerned, there isn't a situation, a predicament, an interaction that I have had or gone through that I don't believe is for the glory of God. Because that's who runs this. He runs this. Like, I'm nothing but a puppet in the hands of my maker. Glory be to God. So, right? And it's about inviting God to orchestrate the transformation, which is causing us to submit not just our will, our wants, and desires, but also our body, our habits, and our lives. Complete transformation. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You know, it starts with your mind, and we have to give it all to God. Now, there are a couple things we have to go through while going through the process. Now, mind you, if you are a person that has been diagnosed with an STD, I implore you to make sure that if you are sexually active, be safe, be in a safe space, be around safe people, be somewhere where you're safe while, you know, informing whoever it is that you're interacting with. Now, I would say the best form of prevention and safety is complete abstinence, not just because of that, but because of your spiritual and your mental and your emotional health and just your relationship with God. It's really all better. And literally, the Bible isn't in support of us fornicating. And, you know, if you find yourself to be a lustful person, the Bible speaks on that. It literally talks about it is better for you to marry than to burn with passion. You feel me? I'm not trying to say nothing. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it and you can't contain yourself, please, the best way, the safest way, the healthiest way, is within the confines of marriage. That is where that should be happening. Cause if you've been out here, like you've had partners, bro, and you've been saved, like now you celibate, I know you know what I'm talking about, because we don't ever know what spirits people are walking with, like, or moving with. And then we have this energy transference. It's not just about bodily fluids, you guys. It's more than that. Literally, you're having a spiritual transaction. You guys are becoming intertwined. Now in the eyes of God, you guys are considered one because the two flesh shall become one. You don't need a marriage certificate to be quote unquote married in the eyes of God. Like, you've already done it the minute you laid with that person. Now, glory be to God, there is repentance and forgiveness and, you know, redemption and literally breaking soul ties, which we'll get into probably in a later episode, right? Because we're going to continue with this. So yeah, I would implore you, find the safest way possible and inform that person that you maybe, that you are interested in. Now, me personally, I really don't care, because if you're not my husband, I don't care about what you're doing, what time you're on. I'm not interested. I just don't care. And I personally believe that my husband is either going to listen to this podcast and get it from here, because I've already said it, or he might get it from the horse's mouth. You know, you feel me? Either way, my point is, he will be informed. And if I'm not telling him, then the Lord gonna tell him. And the fact that I'm taking this leap of faith and I'm being obedient and, like, bringing this out here, y'all, let me say this right now. Respect my privacy and my peace. The last thing that any of you want and I want is for us to, you know, because it's my personal life. I'm just being obedient and letting God use my life for his glory. And it's not even as though I have a choice, because at the end of the day, his will, not mine. That's the way I live and think about my life. So, and also, if you are somebody who is informed about, you know, by this person or by someone else about this person's situation, I implore you to be kind, because you do not understand or know the mental trauma that this person may have endured or gotten through in order to just be comfortable with letting anybody know for real, especially without, like, you know, expect, like, obviously them letting you know is just because, not just because they care, but they value their integrity and they know their self-worth. You feel me? Like, it's not somebody trying to manipulate you into being with them this time, the third. That won't ever be the case with somebody that's being straight up with you and letting you know, because they want you, they care about you, and they're awesome. I know my worth and I know what I want, and it's you. So listen, I laid it all out. Here are my cards. You decide, you know? And with that, we not just are we submitting the fears and anxiety that comes with informing, we're also receiving the healing and redirection that comes with the possibility of rejection. Because the right people will listen, they will stay, and they will support you. Because whoever is not for you is not for you. And depending on our faith and personal relationship, right? Because with Jesus, it's about relationship, not religion. I have my personal relationship, my walk. Everybody has theirs. You know, I'm believing him for healing and restoration and a lot of other things. Not just so I can get, but because I need him. I need people to not just look at my life and see me. I need people to look at my life and be like, yeah, God did, you know, that's all I need. That's all I want. That's all I desire. Because if it ain't but God, there is no other way. Like, it's but God through and through. It's only been God. It's only by God's grace. It's only but God, his intervention, his will, him stepping in, him using me. That's what matters. Now, just because he hasn't done it yet, right, doesn't mean that he won't. Because you know what you're believing God for. And when you know what you're believing God for, you seek him and you believe, because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways, you know. And also, because of the fact that the kingdom of God is at hand and it is within you too. The minute you give up the life of sin, the minute you choose to live for God and live righteously and live in alignment with His will for your life and submit your will and your heart and your mind and your body and your desires to Him, y'all, you will see what He will do in your life and with your life, because His plans for us are good. He has plans to prosper us, not to harm us, and to give us an expected end. You know, he's looking to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or imagine. When we just let him, when we have faith and we receive him in every way that he's longing to be with us. That's when you get to, you know, see it. Because it won't always look like it. Even in the thick of you believing, it won't always look like it. That's why we're called to walk by faith and not by sight. And literally in Romans 14:22 through 23, it reads, live in alignment with what you believe and don't worry about others and try to impose your opinion on them. Your focus is to live in alignment with your beliefs as consistently as possible. Because if the way you live isn't consistent with what you believe, then what you're believing is wrong. And that's written in Romans 14:22 through 23, y'all. I can't make this up, you know. So at the end of the day, you guys, let's be respectful towards one another. Let's be kind towards one another, whether we know each other or not, you know. Let's be humble. Let's be respectful. Let's be loving towards one another, because at the end of the day, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So spread the love, spread the joy, you know, extend the peace. Just be or seek to be and, you know, become a better image bearer of Christ, because at the end of the day, you never know who's really watching. Now, not to say that you should be concerned about your every move, whatever, whatever. Just make sure that the way you are behind closed doors is in alignment with your belief in Christ and of Christ. Because when the way you are behind closed doors is how you end up, you know, presenting yourself in public, in a sense, simply because of the fact that nobody can ever, I guess, keep up an image for long, especially when it's a false image. And if it's a false image, it's definitely going to fall away, because your real self, which is in Christ, is seeking to come through you walking by the Spirit and not the flesh. I love you. Be blessed and stay safe. And while you ponder everything that I've said, feel free to reach out to us. Feel free to reach out to us on our different platforms. And I just want to say shout out to the 7 people that subscribe to our podcast show. I love you. I love you. I love you. And Jesus loves you more. I genuinely hope and pray that y'all are being edified by, you know, every episode. You're being encouraged. You're being taught, you're understanding, and you're trying to implement these things into your lives as well. Because lo and behold, I want better for y'all, right? I want all of us to win this race that we're running. You know, I want all of us to end up at the finish line and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, because the Lord God wishes that none shall perish. You feel me? So if I can't, and he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I believe that. I believe you're being drawn unto him. I believe that you're getting closer with him. You're choosing day by day to spend time, more and more time with him in his presence. Not necessarily just asking and intervening and just desiring, but just basking in his glory, in his presence, in his beauty. Because he is amazing. All right. So I'll close this out and I will be back on another episode with a different topic, subject, And yeah, I love you guys. Until then, stay safe, stay blessed, be a blessing. And remember, Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this episode. I want to thank you for giving me the courage and, you know, ability to be able to just piece it together and study it in the way that you've had me and align it in such a way that you are glorified in and through it, Lord. And I just thank you that for whatever reason that you had me bring this out here, you know, that it be fulfilled. I know that you are not a man that you should lie. And whatever you say, Lord, it shall set out to complete it, for your word does not return void unto you. So, Father, as I speak, Lord, with every ear tuned in and listening, Father, I speak over their lives and their health, their mental health, their physical health, their emotional health, their financial health, Lord. I decree and I declare that healing is theirs in every area of their lives, both known and unknown, seen and unseen, remembered and forgotten, in Jesus' name. And I cover them with the blood of Jesus, and I decree and I declare victory in every area of their lives. And I decree and I declare that every medical diagnosis, every semi-permanent or permanent medical diagnosis has been reversed, because if there is anything that will fall away, it is the lie, which is the diagnosis. The medical diagnosis are the lies. Nonetheless, though, we know that you are God and you are sovereign, and whatever your will is in terms of everything that is happening, Lord, you are using it for our good. You're working it all out for our good, because we love you and you love us, and it's by your grace that we are. So, Lord, as we part ways, keep us in one peace, Lord. Keep us safe. Keep us protected. Keep us in good health, Lord. Keep us in peace, Lord. Keep us in clarity, God. Keep us walking in alignment with you, Lord. And help us not derail from the path that you have us on, Lord. And Father, just help us be able to just rest in you and rest with you and rest on you and let you love on us and help us love on you in a way that isn't transactional, Father. Because you are a God and you are a dad. You're also our best friend and our lover. We love you, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and hallelujah. So, you guys, that's it for this episode. I would definitely be putting the verses down in, you know, the episode details. And I love you. Make sure you share, make sure you rate, and, you know, make sure you keep tuning in. All the best. Selah.